Okay, for the next part of our talk, we're gonna be very interactive. We're gonna have a little bit of drama. Now, am I keeping you up, Steph? You need to go to bed earlier, you do, so you can get up early and pray and read the Bible. Okay, now Steph and Philippa, with whom I work, are always keen to encourage me during all age services or for all age services to include something that has congregation participation. So some sort of drama would be good. Now I confess that I have a little bit of the control freak about me, so just a little bit, yes. So I need to wrestle with that, because normally I would have it scripted. It could be entirely free and ad lib, as long as it's to my script, and I get to pick who plays in it. But I'm going to give up. I'm going to give a little bit of that up this morning, just by way of leading by example. So this, if this goes horribly wrong, the email to write to is steph.littlejohn@... Okay, so I'm going to do a little bit of casting. I need to, first of all, to cast the part of God. So I need somebody with dignity, authority, gravitas. Rob, can you think of anyone that would... No, come on. Give him a round of applause. Come and sit in your seat of your throne of power, sir, where people can.
I want a bit of respect.
Just remember, you're playing the part of God. You're not. Okay, and I need somebody to play the prophet Elijah, and Elijah was a big man of God, so I need a big man. And Simon at the back there is going to please come. Simon, you're a big man. Big man, I'll give him a round of applause as Elijah comes. Standing over here, Elijah. Now, our reading today... Thank you, Elijah. Our reading today is from the book of 1 Kings, all about the kings of Israel and Judah. And at this time, just a bit of backstory here, there's an evil king, boo, called... Oh, come on, that's contemptible. There's an evil king. Thank you very much, honestly. Called Ahab. I know. Called Ahab. And Elijah is prophesying against King Ahab. Boo. And his evil wife Jezebel. Boo. That's right, isn't it? Yes. Okay, so Elijah is prophesying against them, and he is told by God, there will be no rain.
There will be no rain.
There will be no rain. And so Elijah prophesies this and says, there will be no rain.
There will be no rain.
He says it probably a bit louder than that.
There will be no rain.
Excellent. 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 And then God knows that Elijah is going to need to drink and have food. So he tells him to come to a place called the Kerith Ravine.
What?
The Kerith Ravine.
Come to the Kerith Ravine.
The Kerith Ravine. Look at our lovely ravine over here. See the ravine? Brilliant. And Elijah, slightly ahead of the queue, comes ahead to the Kerith Ravine. By the way, if you know about Kerith Church, it's a place of God's provision. That's why it's called Kerith. Isn't that right, Colin? There you go. Kerith Ravine. That's where it gets the name. So come and stand, please, in the valley. And so to make sure, he's got water. Look at these beautiful flowing streams. That's Philippa's artistic nature. Nothing to do with me. But... You remember about the control freakery, son?
Yeah.
Remember, next Friday I'm going to be holding a barbell over your head in the gym.
That's true.
Good lad. Okay, now to provide the food, God, because he's a bird lover, because he made birds, and Rob, God's servant, loves birds. What are you going to send to feed...
Ravens.
Ravens. We saw some ravens, didn't we, the other week? So ravens are a beautiful, magnificent creature. God's lovely creations. Tammy, could you be a raven? And Andy, could you be a raven? Flying beautifully around the... Yeah, come on. Ad lib. Oh, look at those ravens go. And they fly. And they bring meat and they bring bread, which we'll just pretend you've got. And they fly to Elijah. They fly to him in the morning. Somebody's been to drama school, and they give him some. They give him some meat and bread in the morning, and they fly off again. Fantastic, lovely ravens. And then in the evening, they fly back again. You're all right. You're all right. So, but eventually, the stream dries up. Good. That was an R. The stream dries up. And God decides he's got something else in mind for Elijah to do. So he's going to send him to see a widow gathering snakes. Tell him to see a widow gathering.
You're going, my son, to see a widow gathering sticks.
A widow gathering sticks. That's what we need, a widow gathering sticks. Sade, can you be our widow? And can you bring a son with you? Timmy will do. Yeah, come on. So you'll do nicely. So I want you to stand over here. Just over here. That's great. So Timmy, if you stand about there, because you don't come into it until a little bit later. And to be honest, it's only a bit part. But your part is much bigger, Shardai. So you are gathering sticks. I see you haven't come prepared with sticks, Shardai. You see, these things go wrong when you do these things ad lib. But thankfully, in my control freakery, I have got sticks. So, and I'm not going to gather them too widely because I don't want you to have to work too hard. But maybe you could gather some sticks and Elijah encounters you gathering sticks. Very good. They're good. And Elijah has been told by God that the widow is going to provide for him. She's going to provide for him. So can you ask her to bring you some bread and a cup of water?
Please bring me some bread and a cup of water.
Very good indeed. Very good indeed. But unfortunately, the widow, she's kind of hard up and there's not much in the pantry. In fact, if you tell him there's only a tiny bit of oil and just a tiny bit of flour.
Just a tiny bit of oil. That's all I've got and a tiny bit of
flour. So in fact, this bit isn't in the Bible, but just for effect. Timmy, come here. Come. So we look in the larder, if we can find where the curtain is, and we find a little bit of flour. And a little bit of oil. And if you show those to Elijah, hold them up nice and high. Hold them up, that's it. Look, a tiny little bit of flour, isn't that right? But Elijah tells her to be faithful, to go and in fact, she gets a bit more dramatic, to be honest. I'd nearly forgotten. She says something terribly dramatic. I'm just going to gather these sticks and then make a little loaf for me and my son. And then we'll surely die.
Oh, wow.
Nice and loud. Eat and you'll die. Where's your sympathy? Go home. Do as you say. God will provide. Bring me some bread and water.
Go home. Do as you say, and God will provide. Bring me bread and water.
So let's imagine that her son goes back to the larder. And gives to his mum, look, can you give those to your mum? There we have a small cup of water and some bread, which she's going to give to Elijah, and Elijah is going to gratefully consume. Well, this will be good. So I've just got that out of the freezer, son. You can just mime. You can use the medium of interpretive dance if you like. Okay, fabulous. And then, look what's in the larder, Timmy. Can you get that and give them to your mum? So she holds it. And sure enough, there is an almost inexhaustible supply of flour and oil. Fabulous, fabulous. And God was well pleased. So let's give these people... God was well pleased. Excellent. Let's give our cast a massive round of applause. Bravo. That's it. In the nicest possible way, Rob. Goodbye. Okay, that was okay. Was that all right, sir? Great. Okay, let's now have the reading up on the screen. I'm going to read through it. And let's just think about this reading. So the Lord told Elijah, "Go to the town of Zarephath in Sidon and live there. I've told a widow in that town to give you food." When Elijah came near the town gate of Zarephath, he saw a widow gathering sticks for a fire. "Would you please bring me a cup of water?" he asked. As she left to get it, he asked, "Would you also please bring me a piece of bread?" The widow answered, "In the name of the living Lord, your God, I swear that I don't have any bread. All I have is a handful of flour and a little olive oil. I'm on my way home now with these few sticks to cook what I have for my son and me. After that, we will starve to death." She's a bit melodramatic in this translation, but you get the point. She's sacrificing. She'd have to sacrifice everything. Elijah said, "Everything will be fine. Do what you said. Go home and fix something for you and your son. But first, please make a small piece of bread and bring it to me. The Lord God of Israel has promised that your jar of flour won't run out and your bottle of oil won't dry up before he sends rain for the crops." The widow went home and did exactly what Elijah had told her. She and Elijah and her family had enough food for a long time. The Lord kept his promise that his prophet Elijah had made, and she did not run out of flour or oil. Actually, a little time after that, the story continues that the son falls sick, and Elijah flings himself on the boy to revive him. And you're probably glad that we didn't reenact that particular part. Okay, so the point is, I want you to think about this. It's a fantastic story of God's provision. And Elijah and the widow do what they're told. But look at it again. God makes the running here. God makes the running here. Let's see that first slide again, please, Ben. Yeah. "I've told the widow in that town to give you food." God's already moved. We don't see, we're not told how God speaks to the widow, whether it's in a dream or whether it's an angel that he sends. But God makes the first move. He's already told the widow. And so when Elijah comes, it's a reaffirmation. It must have been crystal clear. This is what God told me would happen. God's made the first move. Elijah's responded. He's gone as he's told, and he's gone to see the widow. When he sees her, I don't know if there was a big arrow pointing and saying, "This is the widow." Whether she just had the appearance of a widow, I don't know. We're not told. But there's this woman gathering sticks. And Elijah knows it's just as God had said. And then at the end of the story, Ben, we see the widow went home and did exactly what Elijah had told her. Obedience. Submission. She and Elijah have both submitted to God. They've tapped out. He's more powerful. And she makes that sacrifice of all she has. And she's blessed because God fills up her supplies. And through Elijah saves her son later. So if we empty out, God will fill up. If we, in submission and sacrifice, offer something to God, he will fill up. They recognized that God was in charge, and they submitted to him and made sacrifice to him.